Hi, this is Jay Nemro. You're listening to The Life Autistic. This is episode number 669. Usually when I go traveling, I'll record at least 3, 4, maybe 5, 6, 7. It just depends on how much time I have or just how much things are in my head, how many recordings I make on any given trip. Now, my trips are only usually day trips or maybe an overnighter or two. I rarely do two-nighters. Much more often do single-nighters. And I do probably equal day trips and single-nighters. If I'm going to go travel somewhere, I want to make sure that it's worth, I don't want to say worth my while, but that I feel like it's justified. I'm taking enough time to handle all the things that need to be handled. On my way to the Ag Science Center in Clovis, got some stuff to do. That's one of my major sites, and it's decently close to where I live, so it usually ends up being a day trip, unless I have other things that need doing. Taking a back road. Am I taking a different one? I took partly a different one today. You know, I want to do a little bit of variety. And I like to have kind of an understanding of stuff out here in the boonies. And these really aren't the boonies. I get much further into the boonies than the area between Chickenturney and Clovis, which is actually very well settled. There was a beautiful, and I think I made a recording on this, beautiful place up north of Farley, between Farley and Raton, on a state highway. I think it's like Highway 170. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. Let me take a look at it on the map here, the map I have handy, to give you kind of a sense. If you guys ever want to travel in northeast New Mexico, which is an interesting take on adventure. You wouldn't traditionally call these things adventures. But the state highway is 193, goes from Farley and Tafoya up through a really neat area with peaks and these are volcanic mountains, and they're pretty nice. Most of them are barren. A couple of them have some trees on it. It passes right through Santa Fe Trail country, the Cimarron Cutoff passes right through here, in the midst of the Kiwai National Grassland, right by the Canadian River. Just a neat area, just for being kind of scenic, and I always love a nice, cool valley that's kind of hidden, and it's away. This is definitely a dirt road. Most of Highway 193 is a dirt road. And I love going to places that are less traveled, where obviously nobody goes. That's why I enjoy the Pecos Wilderness. There is a wilderness that I've been wanting to go to, and I think I'm going to get my chance one of these days. I can't really do it in conjunction with a trip it's on the very, very edge of my territory. It's called the Manzano Mountain Wilderness, which is in right by Manzano Mountain State Park and in the Cibola National Forest. And it's not too far outside of Estancia, which is one of my offices. But it's really on the very edge of my territory. Unlike the Pecos Wilderness, which is actually surrounded by my territory. Whoa, and I'm looking here at the map. Beautiful places, you know. Now, these aren't places that people would traditionally call beautiful. There are some nice forests up there. Now, where I was talking about, between Farley and Raton, there's not much forest at all, but it's rolling, and then there's actual volcanic mountains. And the great part is it's mostly private land that can be purchased. You can actually get property up there. There's some other really great locations I love that you guys have already heard about if you listen to the podcast at all, which is the area around Mora, which is real close to the Pecos Wilderness. Beautiful area. I could actually move there and set up camp, and I think that would be good. Personally, I think I would like to, I'd like to make that my summer home. Lisa likes Tucumcari in the winter time because it's not so cold, you know, and you don't get snowed in very often. But during the summertime, I think it'd be great to be able to head up to where is it? Guadalupita, Mora-ish, Ocate, places like that. Highway 434, these are New Mexico State highways, and 442, just for kind of neat, beautiful, off the beaten path places where one can really, you know, get away from things. Now, my wife Lisa, she isn't a big fan of getting away from things, as far as I'm aware of. It'd be really nice to be able to camp with something like this. If we could get it cheap enough, I wouldn't mind just getting a little place just to put in a base camp, so you wouldn't have to hike out so much. Maybe get some kind of pack animal besides me. Because you can go up into the wilderness for 14 days straight. And then you have to come down out of it. And that's a good solid two-week thing. And I think that would really be nice. There's a couple of other places I'd love to go. It's called the Cruces Basin Wilderness. It's really off the beaten path. And I don't think very many people go there at all. Very small wilderness area. It's in the Toltec Gorge region in Carson National Forest. That's really nice, really northern New Mexico. Not very high, but I hear it's really quite nice. I don't know about the Charma River Canyon Wilderness. Where's that? What's the closest thing it's close to? Abiquiu. I've been to Abiquiu Lake, passed by it. I had taken kind of a different route one time up through there. I don't remember in what context I did that. But that was a really beautiful, beautiful, beautiful off-the-beaten-path area. Just marvelous. I've always been a little sad myself for the simple reason that I felt like I may have been born into the wrong culture or in the wrong country. The United States is very much a privatization outfit. There aren't tons of public lands. And as in public as in, you can go out there and lose yourself out there and nobody cares. You know, it's nobody's business. Nobody's going to go out hunting for you. And I've always been kind of like that, just kind of wanting to get away from it all, I guess. And I don't know if that's a Zenith trait in general, or if that's just because the interface between me and the world has been so unpleasant sometimes that I just want to get away from the world more. Now, my wonderful wife, that's not true of her, and so I have to be really careful with that because I have to honor her. Ooh, here's some little bitty wildernesses out in the checkerboard. There is a section of the New Mexico that's called the checkerboard, and that's because there's little bits of Navajo Nation and little bits of public land and little bits of private land. And if you have that drawn out on a map, it looks like a huge checkerboard because that's just the way it looks. Now, there's a whole section of New Mexico that's just taken up by the Navajo Indian Reservation, which is huge. You know, people had given it to the Navajos because they had said, oh, this is just garbage. There's nothing out here. I've always wanted to take a stronger look at the Navajo Nation and how they live, because I think that's more that I could take a lot of knowledge from them as to how to live and how to eat and how to survive from them. And I think that would be really, really kind of neat. I think their culture probably is more compatible with my mindset than the larger, quote-unquote, American culture. There really is no American culture. There certainly is a way of doing things that I like. Anyway, so I really wish there was like I would love to start a Zenith reservation. You know, a big piece of property that's held in a way that makes sense to Zenith people. You know, you want to be really independent, but you don't want to have all of the, you don't particularly want all the troubles of being a landowner. I find that, you know, even though I wouldn't mind getting a lot of money and buying a huge piece of land, I feel selfish doing that and having to feel like that we're, you know, that it's not, that I don't mind the stewardship idea, but, you know, as to really owning it, it's like, well, I'd just as well not. I'd rather be kind of a wandering sort on this piece of property, wandering, I try to be purposeful, but having a large area to work with where it isn't like, you're walking on my land, get off. You know, the whole attitude of throwing up fences and being, you know, and things like that. That's not, I don't care about that myself. It's not interesting to me. So I have to think about that and see if there's a place that's kind of along those lines. Not really the founding fathers' way of looking at it. More of the Native American way of looking at it. More of nothing's really owned. But then again, I don't really want. I think I like the reservation idea not because you have to stay on it, but because you don't have to fight for it. You know, things are settled. There is no fighting for this or that. You come, you get what you need, and then you move on. And it isn't really that kind of a thing. You know, you don't own anything. And that's okay. That doesn't bother me. A lot of people, that bothers a lot. People that are invested in the American dream are all about, well, I want to have my own piece of land that I control. I'm the ultimate, you know, ruler over my little domain. And although that's very heady and sometimes that feels kind of cool, you know, I'm not really big on it myself because I don't feel like I really want to be tied down that much. I've got kind of a nomadic streak about me. And in America, there's no accommodation for nomadic things. Or if there is, you must be tied to a culture. If you are not part of that culture, if you are not born into that culture, you have a certain color skin or you have a certain ancestry, it's not permitted. Only certain people under certain circumstances can do that. And it would be good if there was some place where you could go where that was just the way it was and you could just live that way and be happy. That's why I've looked at Mongolia sometimes and said, I think that would be really cool. Now, it's just getting out of being kind of a socialist state. It was communist for many, many years. One of the last communist states to fall. And now it's really striving for freedom, because that's what nomads really like. No, nomads are big into freedom, and I want to do that too. Anyway, I'm at my destination. This is Jay Nemro. You've been listening to episode number 669, and let me get over here and get myself parked, crank up my stuff. Hey guys. Hello. I don't want to hit the mule. That's it. Have a great day.